As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you every day, especially today, with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone throughout the broadcast and call in. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And if you choose option two, you can listen on your mobile and take an Oracle with you on wherever you go today. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip. A big shout-out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. All of our micro broadcasters all across the fruited plains, as they say. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and of course your calls are welcome. Gold this morning, volatile in the $1,060 range. Mortgages may have found a bottom. The stocks and the currencies up. Bonds are flat. Oil near yearly highs as the U.S. dollar trades lower. All that and more in our market reports. The long and winding information highway, Infotech coup on America. This will be our topic with regular guest Vicki Davis. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $1.50 at $1,065 an ounce. What is music to my ears? Silver off 7 cents in morning trading at $17.75 an ounce. Platinum up 17 bucks at 1,374 an ounce. Palladium up 3 at $336 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, $1,059.40 for a low, $1,069.10 for a high. At $1,065, your gold is up $281.90 year to year for a 36.01% return on your investment. Just before airtime on Bloomberg, we found gold up at $1,066.30, increasing 8.20 on the day. You pick your number, whichever, they both sound good to me. The London Gold Fix. This morning, the boys in London set the fix at $1,064. You can see we're trading in both ways you look at it, higher than that right now. The Dow closed up yesterday 96 at 10,092. The NASDAQ was up 20 at 2176, and the S&P was up 10 at 1098. We'll be back right after this first commercial intermission and continue our broadcast. Stay with us.
Hello. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of our broadcasting network. If you haven't logged on and bookmarked that site today, you might want to do that. While you're there, you might visit the chip-in banner and kick up a couple of bucks. We could always use a little bit of help in that direction. Also, look at the Oracle store. Lots of products, very interesting things there. And don't forget to become a member of Oracle. Enjoy the high-quality streams and free access to the archives all of the time, 24/7, 365. Let's go back into those market reports again for Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, closing it out. We found gold up $1.50. At 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading at 1,065. It's higher than that. At airtime, it was at 1,066.30, reportedly up $8.20. Silver was off 7 cents in early trading at 1775. Let's drop down and look at the crude oil. Crude oil is at a near record high again. The prognosticator said we'd see $80, maybe $90 oil by the end of the year, and they're not at all off. It's 79.46 this morning, off 15 cents from where it closed yesterday. The U.S. dollar index, this is the troubling place here, again moving down 6 basis points, 75.20, quite low on the U.S. dollar index, that weighted basket of 6 currencies. In the Forex, rolling over. We can see how that lower dollar index figure impacts the currencies. The Canadian dollar loses 32 basis points this morning, yet still trades at 97 cents. The Mexican peso, strong at 8 cents. You can fill up your pockets for 8 cents apiece with Mexican pesos. The euro moves up 25 basis points, trades at $1.50 U.S. The British pound up 48 basis points at $1.65. And that Swiss franc, very strong at 99 cents U.S., almost parity with the U.S. dollar in the bond market. The two-year bonds are running 0.93 or 0.93%, depending on how you want to style it. The 10-year is at 3.34. The 30-year is at 4.15. And the mortgage markets, curiously enough, now we're starting to have a reversal. We may have found a bottom there. A month ago on this day, 15-year mortgages were costing you 4.65%. Today it's moving the other direction. We've been seeing them go down. Today it's moving up. Now it's 4.68. So if you've got a mortgage in your future, you might be looking at checking with someone, whoever puts out your mortgages in your area, and find out whether or not the rates are starting to climb again. The 30-year also moving up from 5.16% a month ago to 5.19 today. So with all of that, that's the market report for this morning. Hope it works out for you and works out well for me. I certainly like to see that gold continue to move up higher and higher. Then let's go back, trying to get my brain straight, get all the words in my mind correctly. We are joined once again this morning by Vicki Davis. Thank you for getting up so early this morning and joining us, Vicki. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning to everybody who's listening.
Well, we got the coffee going all across America, that's for sure. I'm still thinking about two eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, and maybe a big slice of pecan pie, maybe a little bit of Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. Now that I got my... that feels good. I've had my cyber breakfast, still on an empty stomach. However, we've got a lot of stuff on the plate this morning, Vicki. You put some information up, and folks, if you're not aware, Vicki's got a website out there. It's www.channelingreality.com, and every Tuesday and Thursday, as she joins us here on the broadcast, we've been doing this for a couple of months now, but she posts information on her website. If you go on the homepage there and look on the left, you'll find a little banner there. Click on that. It's Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and it'll open up this morning's information that she's laid out for us, the Knowledge Gap and Bogar, 1994 Monahan, 1994 Hollings, the Bogar Declaration, the Osaka Action Plan to meet the Bogar goals, the White House fact sheets. Wow. Lots of stuff. Where do you want to start, Vicki?
Oh, let's start with the knowledge gap. The knowledge gap is something that I'm putting together, and it's a work in progress. What I'm attempting to do with that is to produce a timeline of the decisions that were made that are leading to global government. And I don't know if you talked about the Copenhagen Treaty that's coming up, but apparently they mentioned specifically global government in that treaty.
And this is something that we're definitely going to want to go into, whether we can get to it this week or next. It's coming up in December, isn't it?
I'm not sure when the date is, but, yeah, it's something that I've got to read. I've got... I also have a video link to a guy, I forget what his name is, Moyton or something like that, who did an hour and a half presentation on it. So I have to watch that, too.
Well, whenever they take out the treaty pen, folks, we do have to be very careful. You know, it is difficult for us to extricate ourselves from these things. We've got unelected people, really. The State Department's in appointed positions and hirelings. And unfortunately, with the presidency we have today in this country and the direction that we've been going, not only with that H.R. 2454 Clean Energy and Security Act and whatever the Senate version is going to be, we need to be paying real close attention. But you can certainly use this Copenhagen that's coming up as a way of transforming global governance once again. So we will be following that, and we'll pay attention to it. I've been up on that website numerous times, and I don't have the date fixed in my mind. I think it's coming up in December, but it might be even in November, so we'll have to check that. But This knowledge gap is an interesting study that you've begun, and a timeline is a great way to put it out so that we can see the step-by-step-by-step incrementalism as we basically merge all the systems around the world. But what I found so interesting in all of this, Vicki, is the way that the IT, the info system, the info highway, is the pathway to this coup d'etat in America.
It's absolutely the way that it's being done. What happened with our government is an administrative coup d'etat. And the bad part about it is that this Copenhagen Treaty that they're considering signing, it's just a formalization of what they've already done with our government. When you hook up, when you link up your administrative departments, and they're all operating on the same plan, and it's a global plan, and you've harmonized your regulations and your rules and everything. Basically, you have global governance,
exactly.
Global government.
Absolutely. The idea of doing an end run on the Constitution is nothing new. I mean, they've been doing this for the last 110 years that I'm aware of in this country. But once they created this administrative or agency, fourth branch, the hidden branch, the secret branch, the unseen hand of our government, we created this way that this method by which we could harmonize all governments so that everyone has the face of sovereignty and everybody can stand with their flags and their constitutions or their charters or whatever they're under. But at the same time, working behind the scenes, just below the level of the separation of powers, we have governments merging globally. And so, folks, we'll pick all that up. Be sure and visit the website. Log on there, channelingreality.com. We'll come back in 3 minutes.
It's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now, this is the greatest show on radio because Pia is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we have returned trying to wrap our mind around this idea of a knowledge gap. In Houston, Texas, back in 1990 at the G8 summit, Vicki writes that our world changed forever. Commitments made at that summit to allow the free flow of capital around the world for investment and to create an international trading system were in effect. The decisions to create a system of global government by creating the conditions that would necessitate it. When we think about this free flow of capital around the world, this idea of capacity building, moving infrastructure and moving technologies, it's a different kind. It's goods, it's services, the opportunity for the sovereign wealth funds to invest back and forth. It really does change the whole global fabric. There's no doubt about that. But one of the things that you mentioned here, this knowledge gap, Vicki, which is so interesting, is, and we do find that, I find it right here, especially in Southwest Missouri, where less than 40% probably of the people are actually internet connected. So we've got a large number of people that are wholly dependent on these small town newspapers and on their local TV and places like that to get their information, local radio. I know some farmers that are just AM and FM radio only, don't even subscribe to a newspaper, scarcely take magazines. So we have this widening information gap, this knowledge gap between those people who are interconnected, those that are listening this morning to this broadcast and have understand how to use a browser and all the various tools available on the internet, and those that are not. So we've kind of got a double class being built here between those that have the IT haves and the IT have nots.
Well, yeah, and it's not just the IT. It's the information that you can find on the internet. It's the history that you can put together with what's happening, the current events, and get a longitudinal picture of what's going on in the world. And that's really what's freaking me out. You know, I'd really love to be a mushroom, you know. I wish I could go back, but I can't go back, of course.
Well, it is curious how once that doorway starts to open up and you start to get the broader picture, going back in and burying our heads in the sand again is an impossibility for all but the most really, I don't know, the most gun-shy type of people out there. There are people who would rather live in, you can say, voluntary ignorance or willful oblivion. They would just as soon not be told. I ran across a bank teller the other day that just absolutely didn't want to hear anything about how the financial system goes because she would probably quit her job like the last teller did after he got his ears full. But there's an advantage. There's an advantage to having your head in the sand. But at the other, on the other side of the coin, once you do get a taste for this, natural inquisitiveness, human nature, would ask people to go in and try and find out more, one would think.
Well, you would think, but I really haven't found that to be the case, you know, with people that I've tried to get to pay attention. You know, we're losing our country, that kind of warning, and they just don't want to hear it. And I've even had people say, how do you think that you know what's going on? You know, that you know anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I read. Simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then the other stuff that you access that is unlike myself. You know, I have an absolute aversion to everything television, and so I don't watch the C-SPAN things that you do, and I don't go after the YouTube videos and whatnot. But there are many different avenues to learning. Certainly, some have spent more time on it than others. But I think that really this dichotomy between those that are internet connected and those who are yet to become internet connected, and some of the reasons why it's so important for everyone to be on the internet, in order for this system to really work, everybody has to be on the internet. Otherwise, they just don't have, they have lost their control one more time.
Yeah. Well, it will be the last time they lose control. And that's the really frightening part about all of this, is that once our government decided to connect up internationally, basically they were divorcing themselves from us, from the domestic. They bifurcated the government. Yeah. There's the international part, and then there's the domestic part. But the international part is winning. It's the one, you know, whatever gets the attention grows. And it's the international side that's getting all the attention, and they have the power. And so basically, Washington, D.C., you might as well consider it foreign territory.
Well, you know, the part of the problem that we're dealing with, and we're going to get into this more as we go through this study today, but we have basically become divided between and conquered, if you will. We're a conquered nation, and Washington, D.C. Feels or is the conqueror. We, the people, are the conquered, and this is a real problem. But they're right out in the face, in our faces, with this stuff between you right here between 1998 and 2001. Thomas P.M. Barnett led a couple of projects, first to examine the national security implications of Y2K, followed by the new rule sets project. Let's talk about that graphic that you have posted on the website for everybody. And again, folks, it's www.channelingreality.com. And we may not cover all of the material that Vicky's posted there on Become Vocal Local, the link, click on that. We may not cover all of this material today, but there will be a lot of homework that you could follow up on, folks, on your own time. But talk a little bit, if you would, about this incredible graphic that's posted and what you got out of that. I'm sure you were as shell-shocked when you saw it as I was yesterday when you first gave it to me.
Yeah. Well, Thomas Barnett was a professor at the Naval College in Newport, the Naval Academy in Newport, when he did this diagram. And this diagram was done for Y2K ostensibly, but I don't think it really is, because Y2K was really a non-event even before it became a non-event. Fixing those dates was, you know, it was pretty easy. It was time-consuming, and some of the bigger, older systems were difficult to work with, but it wasn't of the problem wasn't of the magnitude that they made it out to be. And with the benefit of hindsight, what you can discern from it is that they used it as the justification to rewrite and replace government systems, which established the conditions necessary for the administrative coup d'etat on our government.
And around the world, as we mentioned in the past, Vicky, the idea of Y2K being driven by the inability of clocks to reset themselves as we moved into the new century. This, you know, was a bunch of nonsense, really, in my mind. What was really going on here is what they wanted to do is to get all of the old 286, 386 type computers out of government. They wanted to get everybody on the new Pentium processors. They wanted to get the new software sent all around the world and get as much of the internet system established as they could at that time, so that we could transform all governments into one collective form of government connected interconnected and interoperable, as we've spoken about before. But this particular chart is that those of you that are not on the internet won't have the ability to take a look at. But what this really does is it lays out a four-step plan for the basic legal deconstruction of all governments. And we'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and so it's a rather interesting graphic again that we're looking at. Maybe we could go into this a little bit, Vicki. The idea of metropolis saved, new fault lines, winner's crown, new rulers, worst is over, new faith. That one's rather interesting. And then as a final, the legal deconstruction and new rulers emerge.
Wow. That pretty much describes what happened, huh? Barnett talks, speaks in a lot of symbolism. And so you kind of have to translate what he's saying or put together what he's saying with previous things that he's said. But I really do think Y2K was a symbolic term for the changes that they had planned for the new millennium. And on September 8th, 2000, Bill Clinton signed, or he agreed signed on to the Millennium Declaration calling for global governance. And I should put that link on my website, too. I didn't think to put it out there, but there were a lot of plans leading up to the year 2000, which is a magic number, you know, to these new age people. But the new millennium didn't actually begin until 2001. And I have to say that one thing that the people that I see representing our government, they're all corporate types. And people that work in corporations, they have a different mindset than what we should have for people in government. You know, thinking of the security of the people, the security of the nation, and so forth. And it's an embarrassment, I think. Probably we are kind of a laughing stock of the world that we have these corporate whores running our government while countries like China, I think that they took the opportunity as a military opportunity. And I worry that China is actually in charge at this point.
Yeah, it would be hard to deny that they're going to be in the lead, at least for the next 40 or 50 years. I can't see any way that they wouldn't, the way that they're positioned today and all of the effort that we have, all of the developed countries, all the Western nations. We've given a lot of time to the Soviet Union through the Cold War, a lot of energy there. We masked and hid behind the Holocaust hoax, all of the travesties that happened in Russia. We came all the way through to Ronnie Reagan and the bringing down the wall and all of that, you know, and then advanced through the perestroika. But all along, at the same time, we've got Mao Zedong's China that has been operating really, again, behind a smokescreen. And they have become a considerable different kind of a force than any that we have had on the planet, at least as far as developing countries are concerned. And at the point where they're at right now, they're set to be masters of this time period. Now, of course, if you can get past the prejudices, you know, I make a lot of fun about the Chinese names that we come in the news. But if we can get past those prejudices and start to think about them as a people, one of the longest, if not the longest, continuous civilization on the planet, and then understand that they didn't come to be communist China by accident. That was part of the same drive from Trotsky forward. That stuff's coming out of New York and London. And so another part that figures into this, too, is to understand that when Ignatius Loyola set up his Jesuit army, St. Francis Xavier went to the Orient and began working there, as the other Jesuits went to European countries, Western European and Eastern European countries. So we've had the opportunity to develop China for a long time. The existence of Beropezan just above the north border, across the Amur River, the Jewish Autonomous Region there, the Jewish Autonomous Oblast, add that to the proximity and long-standing antagonism between Tokyo and China. You've got the North and South Korea working there. So the whole thing is just ripe. It's a geopolitical hotspot. But at the same time, with over a billion people, they can have all of the necessary things in place, really, to drive this century. So it's no surprise to me, Vicki, that so much work has been done, APEC and the other things that we've talked about, to bring them up for their time in the sun.
Well, their time in the sun is going to devastate all the other countries in the world. I mean, they're kind of like a centrifugal force, you know, where all the other countries are being drawn into their system. and their system is being implemented in our country. That they've implemented. Actually, it's probably just the global system, but in the rebalancing of the world's economy, it's draining our country, and it will continue to drain our country because there will never, ever be a time when we could reach economic equilibrium with China. You can't do it. It's like a midget trying to you know, reach the same size as a giant. You know, they have so many people. They have almost 1.5 billion people. We have 300 million people in this country. I mean, you know, there's no way to reach equilibrium. It can't happen.
It won't happen. And if for all of those out in the audience that haven't read Sun Tzu's Art of War, I highly recommend it. Gives you an idea of the mindset. That document, I think, is well over 1,000 years old. But, you know, there's whole different kinds of strategies that are going on this global chessboard. Let's go back to 1990, President George Herbert Walker Bush, the G8 summit in Houston, measures aimed at economic efficiency right here. One of the, it looks like you've pulled out certain points from something that was agreed to, but this point number 16, considerable progress has been made over the past few years. Again, this is 1990, folks, in supplementing macroeconomic policies with reforms to increase economic efficiency. We welcome the progress in the realization of the internal market in the European community and the continuing efforts to reduce structural rigidities in North America and Japan. This reduction of structural rigidities, let's talk about that a little bit. What do you see in that phraseology?
Mm-hmm. Well, a structural rigidity, by that they mean things like borders, customs laws, national sovereignty.
Monetary units, currencies.
Right. Structural rigidity is one of those phrases like sustainable development. You know, they're not really saying precisely what it is, because if they did, then you'd know what they're talking about and you'd say, hey, wait a minute. You know, so...
Well, we emphasize the widespread need, he writes here, for further steps to promote regularity, regulatory reform, and liberalize areas such as the retail trade, telecommunications, transport, labor markets, and financial markets, as well as to reduce industrial and agricultural subsidies, improve tax systems, and improve labor force skills through education and training. You might as well just take that big pumpkin and hollow it out. And make your jack-o'-lantern and put in a candle, because that's all that's left of America.
Right. And that's what they're doing, is making everything the same, the world around. And the whole focus on education and training is to create workers, not educated people, but workers. And they've virtually eliminated anything that's unique to America. You know, you ask people today about the Constitution, and they say, what? Yeah, not people on the Internet, obviously, but, you know, going to the grocery store and, you know, ask a cashier. You know,
when we look at this education and training as being so fundamental to all of this, of course, I'm doing a parallel research in economics, but when we think about the specialization of labor or the division of labor, that whole idea in the machine age, that is really important, because it created a much better bottom line for world corporations, transnationals, in other words, for businesses in general, even for small stuff like construction companies. It's so much easier to have a professional painting subcontractor come in and paint the product once you're done building it than it is to come in and do all your concrete work and then do all of your framing and go through the whole process and then finally put away all those tools and come back and paint it. Now, I've built that way, but the idea of specializing division of labor, we'll discuss right after this break, but it's quite the transformation, and it all happened in the last 100 years. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine, from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
And so we've returned once again, and as we were going into the break, I just kind of opened on this one idea. This is simply the idea of the specialization or division of labor. We talked earlier about sending capital all around the world, but capital really, it's the tools, the dyes, the various and sundry things that you can then make something out of. There's a lot to capital and understanding what it is. But this roundabout or indirect method of production, which we understand is capitalistic, using machines and things like that, are important to understand. Both the Soviet economy and the American economy use that indirect roundabout method. The large difference, ostensibly, is that in the Soviets or communists or collectivist system, the state controls and owns those means of production, whereas in the free countries, tongue in cheek, the people own that. But of course, with the Federal Reserve notes, we don't own anything, and so the bankers own it all anyway, including you. The idea, though, Vicki, was that through this process, the painter doesn't really know anything about framing the house. The framers don't really know much about how to build a foundation. Neither of those groups know anything about plumbing or insulation or wiring and all of that. And so at the end of the day, no one knows how to build a house. And in China, for instance, where this cheap Chinese plastic crap comes flooding across by the cargo load, you can tell by looking at the products that there's nobody on in the chain of assemblers and founders and forgers that really understand how the tool is or what the tool is supposed to do. It just kind of looks like a tool, but when you try and use it, it doesn't work. Now, sometimes it can work out that way, but sometimes not. But at the bottom of all of this is that you can take somebody living in a rural community, bring them into a factory, and say, put these here, solder. Put these here, solder. Put these here, solder. And that's all they do. They solder one little piece onto a board someplace day in and day out, and they have no clue how the whole thing works.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the idea for the new system of education that they're designing and implementing. It's even to mathematics, you know, they talk about needing more math and science. What they really mean is that they'll be changing the mathematics course so that beauticians will get fractions for beauticians. You know, what are the proportions that you need to mix the hair color chemicals? And you know, specialized mathematics for whatever career you chose when you were 12 years old.
Well, then, there's a drawback. There's advantages to specialization like this. There's an advantage to the division of labor in that you can increase your bottom line. You can be more productive. It is possible for someone without having to change tools to stand there at a lathe and bore six holes in these pieces and throw them in a barrel. We talked about that a little bit when we think about making rifles, etc. But the disadvantage in that system is that if it is no longer necessary, in other words, if some machine, some robot technology makes that person's job, takes away that person's job or renders it useless, retrofitting, refitting them, retraining them is difficult. You know, they just don't have anything to go back on. They don't have anything to fall back on. And so we keep having this recurring unemployment and retraining, which if you're in the education business, that's great. But if you're in life, trying to get through your life, if you have been a machinist all your life and now you're thrown on the street, what do you do?
Well, I mean, geez, we could take this conversation out to infinity because it goes into, you know, what is the purpose in life? Is your purpose in life simply to be a worker? You know, or can you be a whole person who has other interests and perhaps maybe you are a framer, but you like to build cabinets and you like to do stained glass and you like to do all these other things, but you could never, within a centrally planned system like this, where you'll be basically a human robot for the system, you can't be a whole person.
Well, in Russia, people were allowed to, and this again is from readings, folks. I've never lived in Russia. I don't know this to be a fact. But they were allowed to make musical instruments and furniture on their own time in their own spaces if they had the ability to do that. But one of the problems that you get into in a planned economy is that you don't all of a sudden want somebody to start whipping up Stradivariuses that eclipse the violin that's made in the violin factory, because of course it would throw all of those people out of work and it would alter the demand curves and things like that, you know. So the big question that you pose there is a good one. You know, there's two different ways of looking at it. One is, what is the role of government? And two, where is our place in all of this? You know, at the level that we're talking about here today, folks, in this knowledge gap text, We are just the chattel. We are the serfs on the field, and only those that seem to somehow or another be able to rise up in this system, and of course the really bright ones will either get pushed down into stupidity or they'll be pulled out like a William Jefferson Clinton. But we could go on and on endlessly. Let's stick with the text. We've got some material here. Another one was this direct investment, number 30. The free flow of investment increases global prosperity, again, by complementing the open international trade system. So, you know, we can see the direction, I think, that is going in all these things. It's not a we the people direction at all. This is transnational corporations running our governments for their own needs and for their own bottom line.
Right. Well, it was a no-brainer, an absolute no-brainer, that if you allowed free flow of capital around the world, that all manufacturing would move to the cheap country with the cheapest labor. I mean, you know, who couldn't think of that? Even these lying poor economists. I'm sorry, I got to use that word again because I hate those people, because they're such liars. They are such liars. I mean, when you can get 50 cents an hour labor, or here you pay $15 an hour, you're going to go where you can get 50 cents an hour labor for somebody working 12 hours a day, 6.5 days a week.
Exactly.
I don't know if they give them a full day off or not, one full day off a week or not. But I know they work horrendous hours. And so...
there's lessons to learn, and there's best practices. And when you look at all of the developed countries and you look at the ILO and the beginning of the labor union movement and things like that, best practices would say that you have to quash that effort before it ever gets started, because once it does get started, you wind up with people who are earning what they call a living wage or union wage. And then that throws the whole economy askew, and we don't want to raise up another prosperous nation anyplace, because then they would have to deal with them on the same level that they're dealing with us now. So they don't want to recreate that problem. Lessons learned say you don't go there. You want to keep everybody working for two beans and a shekel a day. So
yeah, that's best practice for a corporation.
Absolutely.
You know, make as much money as you can, exploit everybody that you can, exploit resources. It doesn't matter what you destroy, as long as you just keep increasing those profits. And that's the thing that will not work about this whole global system. And we see it in the banks, is that there is a limit to growth, but it's a limit to growth for these big corporations, because they cannot continue to increase profits year after year after year. You know, they're parasitic on the world is what they are.
Well, it's one of the I won't say perennial. Well, yeah, I'll say perennial. It's year on year. It's not perpetual, but it's one of the big questions that's been out there in philosophy and political economy and that for a long time. Is it possible to actually continue to have higher and higher bottom line, more and more profit? Is the capital system sustainable, to use their terminology? And really, that's a lot of what Agenda 21 is all about. When I define it as demand, in other words, you take all the environment and all of the equity and all of the economy out of it, and you reduce it down to one word, make it demand. The idea is to be able to continue to create new demand for a continuing economic and development expansion around the world. Now, we'll be back, folks, for hour number two. Do stay with us. You're listening to Become Vocal Local.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth, because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom
heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-Panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 20th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts, visiting again today on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as we do with Vicki Davis. And Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com. If you log on to that webpage, you can look on the left-hand side there, look for the Become Vocal Local link, click on that, and up will come all of this information that we're discussing today. Vicki, we haven't even scratched the surface, kind of getting in there, interrupting a little bit, taking us in new directions, but let's just go ahead and continue.
Okay, well, and this goes back to what I was just saying about corporations being parasitic, and there's a limit to how much they can grow, but, you know, before they die, before they destroy the world, you can see the strategic plan to take over our government just by following the history. And beginning in 1992 with what George Bush did, he signed Executive Order 12803 ordering the sell-off of U.S. infrastructure assets. Why is that? So that corporations could buy them and run them. Then 1994, Clinton and Gore decided to redesign our government in the corporate model, harmonized with the UN system. And what happens when you redesign a process, even a process as big as the United States government, and you connect up at a higher level, something called disintermediation occurs. What you do is you make the middle irrelevant. You cut it out. It's not efficient. You connect from the high at the international level to the local level, and anything in between, it becomes superfluous.
Well, if we can understand the idea of global to local, in that context of this disintermediation, getting rid of everything in the middle and tie it back to Tavistock and the Tavistock Institute in England and the Smith Institute. A book that the Smith Institute published is titled, if I can remember, it's about localism. And localism is an idea that is very old. There's a lot more to it than just the global agenda. But localism is this idea from global to local, this disintermediation, taking everything out. And the Tavistock Institute, one of the writers there, speaks about taking the power to the edge so we can see the application of that as we move into this new time period where everything becomes a local issue again, which is one of the reasons why when I came across this body of research, Vicki, that I decided to embark on this idea of becoming vocal local and blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states. But this understanding of disintermediation is very good. Let's go on to that further.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got that step, you know, where they decide to redesign our government and the corporate model. They also, along with that, there was the Paperwork Reduction Act and the Clinger-Cohen Act that basically forced the government departments into e-government. You know, which e-government and also reducing the budget, so they're forcing privatization. Because what corporations do, what consulting corporations do, is that any contract they go after with government, they go after it with a loss leader.
Okay, hold on right there. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so when we think about this disintermediation, then the idea of basically going into the localism program and following that out, Vicki, you mentioned Lost Leader. It comes to mind that, you know, if you look at the Obamacare process, this is a socialization of all of the medicine. This is kind of like a lost leader where you could throw out a program that people might be able to get excited about to get it involved or get it in place. And then once it's in place, you withdraw those lost leaders and you raise the prices, kind of like going to Obama Mart, the home of falling liberties.
That's exactly what it is. And IT consulting firms do that all the time. That's the way they do it. With the Paperwork Reduction Act and Clinger-Cohen, they told the agencies your goal is to reduce your cost by 5% every single year, you know, kind of the Walmart effect. And they forced them to compete for their jobs. So what happened was, you know, they figure up their costs, which include the facilities and so forth, and they and what their rates of pay are, including their retirement and whatever, and they figure out a number, you know, say $5 million that it costs the government to run this department, or you know, this one little function, and the corporation comes in and says, well, we can do that process for $4 million a year. A low bidder gets the contract. The corporation takes over the process. The government gets rid of the people that they had doing that work. At the point where the corporation owns that process, then the price goes up to $6 million a year, and it goes up $1 million a year every year after that.
So initially, we could, you know, we have to. I'm going to say it this way. What's wrong with privatization? Isn't that what everybody really wants? Don't we want to reduce the size of government? Don't we want to get the government out of all of these various and sundry places that the free market would be able to do a better job? I'm being facetious in a way here, but at the same time, isn't this what everybody is really championing for, especially in the conservative right? You know, that seems to me to be really crafty sales technique. Even back in the 80s, when I was really actively involved in the Republican Party, we were talking about privatization. You know, early on in this country, one of the only things that the government really loused up and did was the post office. But the post office is a legitimate affair when you add in and factor in the idea of opening and maintaining postal routes that gave all of the counties the mandate to keep open roads and so on and so forth. So, but is privatization not a good thing?
No, not for government it isn't, because government has the power to control. And so by privatizing government functions, you're turning over the power to control to a corporation whose only goal in life is to make money. So, you're signing yourself over to slavery without even any thought about it.
Well, we don't.
No, government and corporations are different. And even though they might do the same kinds of work, they have secretaries, they have computer programmers, their whole purpose in life is entirely different.
So then let's understand the public-private partnership better. The idea then is that government creates, just like they're doing now with this Obamacare thing, they create the demand, if you will, for a universal health care system. Then they create that in statute and in code and in regulations, and they create that agency. And so now you've got the force of government. If you don't pay, if you don't declare on your tax statements what your health care is, then you're going to be subject to fines, penalties, and imprisonments and loss of life and liberty. So you've got this bureaucracy that's set up. Then government turns around and sells out the administration, that agency of the it, like FEMA. They sell that out to a private corporation or like the Federal Reserve banking system, and then the law all stays in place, but you've got a private company working it. And so this public-private partnership, corporatism, as Mussolini called it, is the force of government and the money of private corporations merged together, where the private company has basically either a monopoly or at least has the best opportunity to be awarded those contracts, backed up by the force of law.
Right. And then government doesn't really have the power to take it back because they've gotten rid of all of their people who had any expertise. And the corporation that has the contract, they're sure not going to help them do it. So it's just, you know, in theory it sounds great, you know, that you get corporate efficiency in government. But when you turn that power over to a corporation, you've just made yourself a slave.
Well, so now we go right back to Niccolo Machiavelli, the Florentines, the Venetians, early Rome, that time period in there in the 1400s. This is where he was writing. And one of the cautions that Machiavelli advanced was not to use the mercenaries, because the mercenaries are in it for their own private profit. They're not likely to support the government in the things that the government wants to do. They're always thinking of the bottom line. And because they are for profit, they will turn against the state eventually if they find somebody else out there that has a higher bid for their services. And so even in the healthcare or any of the other agencies that have been created, whoever has the highest bid is going to command these corporations and get their attention. We, the people, don't. We have no representation in Washington. We have very little or limited representation in the states and in the counties. And so we're the losers. The corporations are the winners, but they would like it so.
Right. What you described is exactly what's happened to our military. You know, all of the really good people quit and joined private corporations like Blackwater because they could get paid a lot more money. They should never have allowed that kind of thing to happen. You know, that where the American taxpayers spend over $1 million training these guys, and then they quit and go to work for Blackwater, and now someday we'll have to fight Blackwater, I'm sure, and we'll be having the dregs fighting the best.
We really have to understand this idea, folks, of every day I start the broadcast out, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, if we can understand what the pursuit of happiness is and why I use every day the home of philosophical radicalism, we go back to Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, John Stuart Mill, and all of that, and bring in this English philosophy into our system. If we can understand that during the roll-up between World War I and World War II, a lot of the brains of Europe were vacuumed up and brought to America. One of the most important for us in this discussion is Leo Strauss. Leo Strauss's philosophy basically built the city of speech and the city of crime. And we'll talk about that right after this. Be back in three. Stay with us.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we were going into the break, I advanced this idea, this concept that was is fundamental to understanding the neocon agenda, the Leo Strauss, the University of Chicago, one of the emigres that was brought over to America to teach Americans about America and to teach Americans about Europe. But his idea of the city of speech and the city of crime, we're living in that right now. It's a Republican name only, and it's a city of crime. And we can see how the criminals are basically running the show. They're just pillaging, raping, robbing, and stealing. And they're all of the followers of this Leo Strauss, but he's not alone. There's also Saul Alinsky, the community organizer that was influential in the life of, I believe, Hillary Clinton and also Barry the Usurper. We have Amitai Etzioni, this idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, the community. Everything is for the good of the community. This is this August Comtean altruistic humanitarianism. And there are other players on this field.
Yeah, like Grover Norquist. He's the one that made the comment about making government so small you could drown it in a bathtub. That guy, he's a Marxist. His idea, of course, destroy everything. And what do you get when you destroy government? You get a corporate government. And he's making everybody will be slaves.
Well, the idea of destroying everybody, Vicki, goes back into the time of the August Comte, back in the 1850s in France. But the phrase then was, gentlemen, in order to build, you must first destroy. So, yes, destroy everything. You know, we did that in Nuremberg. We did that Hiroshima, we did that in Nagasaki, we did that in Nuremberg. There are lots of this whole idea of destroy everything and then build anew. All that works back to sustainable development again. So what a closed loop it is. You also have in this document trying to draw us back to it again. President Bill Clinton issues the Presidential Decision Directive 23, PDD 23, the foreign access to remote sensing and space capabilities. A lot of the audience are keen on this part of it. Let's discuss that, how we set up the eye and the spy in the sky, the eye in the sky, and how that works into this IT network.
Let me back up first and say on September 11th, 1993, Bill Clinton signed Executive Order 12862, setting customer service standards for business. Basically, that was a signal that the government had turned into a corporation, and that they were no longer acting like a government.
And isn't that, it's system wide. We started to hear, I remember when that went down, but we started to hear almost immediately, the idea of treating us like a customer. You'd go in and they would have you go to the county assessor's office and they would have a customer service desk. I mean, I'm the employer here. I'm not the customer. You know, they're the employees. I'm the employer. But it was this very clever little shift in words. This is obfuscatory linguistic programming that the positivists use over and over again so successfully.
Mm-hmm. Well, a customer, the definition of a customer is somebody that can walk away and not take your service.
Exactly.
But you can't do that with government.
And unfortunately, we can't really do that very well inside of this IT system out here. Vicki, I don't have a choice. I get DSL from the only DSL provider in town, and it's going to be at whatever price they charge.
Mm-hmm.
No choice.
Yeah. And obviously no choice in government. And so setting up the situation. Also, there was a problem with defining who is the customer. You know, in the schools, who's the customer? Is it the teachers? Is it the, should be the, well, it's not even the students. I mean, it's just the entirely wrong concept.
Well, the patron is what the school districts have told me is the term that they want me to use when I'm in there, and they ask whether I'm a patron or not. You know, that's patronizing. But am I a patron of the school district? No, myself, I'm not. I have no children. I have no young boys or girls inside the system. I'm not gaining a benefit from it directly. I'm a sponsor, I guess it may be I'm a contributor. I contribute mightily to the school's budget.
You're a taxpayer.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I don't like that word. I have taxes that are extorted from me by force. But yes, conceptually, I am would be a taxpayer. But they're the employee. But they would like to use the word patron.
Well, yeah, and this whole shift, switching the paradigm to one of a commercial venture. I mean, you can follow it step by step, how they're basically eliminating government, turning our country into a corporation because government functions moved globally.
Exactly.
You've got global governance. And so they're turning our government into a corporation. And all of the systems that our government, what was our government, is implementing are corporatized systems to manage the assets of the corporation USA.
And the argument is that because government historically was inefficient, they needed to use the corporate model because corporations are efficient. And so that would be the logic behind that. I would imagine that would be the dialogue at the level of Congress and the Senate, as well as at the cabinet level. Would that be a fair assumption?
Well, yeah, but I mean, is that problem not fixable? I don't, you know, all they had to do was get rid of federal civil service.
That's part of it. The idea of move up, move out, or die.
Right. And I mean, it's not as if there aren't good managers that couldn't come in and manage a department. It's just that, you know, they allowed the culture to develop in such a way that, yeah, you know, any bureaucracy becomes an immovable object if you allow that to happen.
Well, what Gore and Clinton were advancing back when I was fighting the Forest Service, on the permitting of the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area, the verbiage on the news at the time was that they wanted to attract and retain the best of the best. They wanted the best and the brightest from America to work in government by giving them compensation packages better than what private industry could offer, and we can see that they certainly have done that. But, you know, and we could say, well, that's great. We really should have the best and brightest minds running government. But when they're operating at profit, really, through the agencies and not through the constitutional framework, then we do have a real problem. We're starting to see how this is playing out, not doing well for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, okay, now moving forward, in 1994, Al Gore, at a conference, he introduced the vision of the global information infrastructure. Here's a quote from him. He said, "Let us build a global community in which the people of neighboring countries view each other not as potential enemies, but as potential partners, as members of the same family in the vast, increasingly interconnected human family." Now, if that doesn't gag you.
Well, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America comes right to mind. You know, this idea of the partnering again. But we're crossing, again, when we cross these borders and we step across, we're crossing over, we're doing end runs around the constitutions. And so running it as a government, again, if there was, to use their terminology, consensus, fine. But there is no consensus. This is top-down administration, folks, and they're ostensibly doing it bottom-up, and it ain't working that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com.
cpanel.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 50% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is www.channelingreality.com, and on the homepage there you'll find a Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that, you'll bring up the documents that we're talking about. We're certainly not going to get through all of these today, Vicki. Hopefully we'll be able to continue this on Thursday. I'm enjoying the sidebars, if you will, as much as I am the material that's here. So let's keep on moving along, but at the same time, I think the material that comes out, the discussion that comes out, is every bit as valuable, because we are blending two different research bases, if you will. And folks, I know I've gotten quite a few emails, people asking me to get a website up and get my chat room up and all that. As far as creating websites, I am a complete idiot, but I have no clue. I'm learning, but at this time I still haven't posted a website. But we can use Vicki's website here on this page to get you at least the documents that were discussed here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And really, even on other days of the week, I make reference to these very same things. Once we get inside of the agenda, once we're looking at the 21st century, once we look at how this system was built, all of our various topics of discussion and so much of the daily news, Vicki, come right out of these pages. All we're looking at is the implementation stage of a global agenda.
Yeah, that's the importance of the Internet and why there's a knowledge gap, you know, because on the Internet you can get the past, the present, and you can figure out the future from what you've seen, where they're going. Whereas the people that are stuck watching TV and newspapers, there's no way that they could get caught up with what's going on in the world with either one of those mediums. You know,
perhaps that's why they're being phased out. You know, it's not going to be long before the newspaper, the static newspaper, is just not going to be able to compete. And I think they know that. I lament the loss of the printing presses. I lament the paper. I lament the loss of the ink and all of the people that are employed in that. But at the same time, the Internet does provide something that's far more immediate, if you will, and has greater utility. But I do lament that I don't like to see a technology and an industry forsaken just because of new technology coming on. I still like horses, you know.
So do I, and I love books, printed books.
So I'm not ready to leap 100% into this 21st century. I mean, to forsake everything from the past, folks, is, in my opinion, not entirely wise. We've got our host on this network, Cordy Howe, comes to mind, Cordite Country, where she's trying to help people to remember the simple things that we used to be able to connect with as far as self-helps and in nature's cornucopia, the herbs and all of that, you know. Others, Kurt Wilson is another one, the Survivalist broadcast. You know, he brings out things that you can do with duct tape and screwdrivers that most people would never think of, you know. So there are lots of lost technologies. I'm an amateur blacksmith myself, a carpenter, you know, and all of that. We don't want to lose all of this stuff as we move further into this IT world. But at the same time, you're right. There is, and even in these articles, the difference between Internet haves and the Internet have-nots, this gap, this knowledge gap, is just widening and widening and widening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now getting back to this... juxtapose this Al Gore statement about the interconnected human family, and then Bill Clinton issues Presidential Decision Directive 23, giving foreign access to remote sensing space capabilities. And that's what I was talking about when I said that our country is being run by corporate whores. Communist China is being run by people of a military mindset. And I can just see them saying, is this a trick? Are these people really that stupid?
Well, you can't make this number of mistakes by accident. This number of mistakes would have to be part of a plan. But the idea of exchanging or giving foreign access to this remote sensing space capability using our satellite technologies, this is capacity building. You'll find it right out of Agenda 21. I could go in and open the book and just start sharing with you from chapter to chapter out of the 40 chapters. The whole idea is to move information around the planet. Many of the corporations at work in China today are originally either U.S. or German or English corporations. They're transnational in that they have no place where they put up their primary building. They can move wherever they need to go. If things get dicey in the United States in the next decade, they'll move their corporate headquarters out of here in a heartbeat, just as fast as the Israeli moving company can get them moved. So we shouldn't look to that. But the idea of remote sensing, this is that aspect of all of this, folks, that I know is geospatial positioning. It's a three-dimensional coordinate grid system of the entire planet where every grain of sand and every blade of grass and every cow and sheep in the field can be located and mapped and built into a database, the GIS GPS system, for global governance. And this is frightening to me from what I know about it, going all the way back to the very beginning when AutoCAD and some of the other automated drafting and design software started to come out. I could see all of this then, how that as this technology advanced, all ideas of privacy and liberty, freedoms, all of that would have to just make room for this new system. And this is what Clinton did largely with PDD 23, right?
Yes. And you can tell from this PDD the degree to which they were serious about creating a global governance, because they basically neutered our government, the technological advances that our country had bought and paid for. They're just giving them away to everybody in the world, opening our borders, allowing American corporations to move over to the cheapest labor countries and re-import back in. Basically, they were dissolving our country as a nation.
When we talk about this, the bond market, on a regular basis, every morning I give the bond yields out. But the idea of having China, for instance, holding trillions of dollars or billions of dollars worth of bonded debt, when another country buys our debt, let's say, we lose all of the access to that money, that wealth, if you will. They get to use it over there. Ostensibly, our taxes, and I say ostensibly, tongue in cheek, are going to retire these debts. And so we're not only transferring our technology, but we're transferring all of our wealth out of the country, leaving us naked and empty, because we're not using that technology and we're not using that wealth to build our own infrastructure. We're using it to build it elsewhere. And this goes back to these lying economists that you talk about, who, because they don't speak on this very well or very often, we the people don't know what happened. Where did the money go? Well, it's all gone to advance this agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had an idea about all that money, that they loaned to foreign governments. And it seemed to me like that maybe they were trying to prop up the dollar that way as a replacement for petrodollars. Because a loan is an asset on the books. It has value. You can sell an accounts receivable to somebody. And so it seemed to me that might be Bernanke's strategy in doing that. But in the end, it really doesn't make any difference, because what these people have done to our country is that they've basically disarmed us totally, both intellectually and militarily and every which way.
Well, if we can take the conflict, if you will, ongoing in Afghanistan and Iraq, we started out these broadcasts, war in the context of everything else. If we could take the war out of it, and I think they have taken the war out of it, and think about it as an economic move as opposed to war, the whole idea of defense and military is rendered impotent. It's basically just a cash cow for certain contractors in a world where the likelihood or the possibility of a war against the United States, for instance, from China, is exceedingly remote. Iran is not likely to attack us at any time soon. Germany learned their lesson. They're not going to mess with it. Nobody really is. But they just perpetuate this this military-industrial complex for the purposes of fundraising, really. It has nothing really to do with war or dominion or domination or any of that, does it? We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Be back in 3 minutes.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching breads to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here. Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Here we are. And we are back, and we are in the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast, folks. Hope you've been listening and enjoying what you're hearing. Well, I don't know whether anyone's going to find any enjoyment in this, but it's at least interesting to me. I guess, hopefully our audience isn't all hanging in the closet someplace, or hiding under the rug. But, the idea is not to, spread fear here. It's just to open up your eyes, folks. One of the things that's really been bugging me in this read so far is this whole concept of these presidential decision directives. I really don't like this concept. I think that we need to have this in front of the Congress and not being signed up in the back room. But let's close out on this area. And before we do, Vicki, just again, thank you so very much for coming on. I hate to get right up to the last moment and not be able to thank you for getting up in the morning and putting all this research together for us and posting it on the website. It means a lot to me. And I know we have a lot of listeners out there that send me emails. They really like the contributions that you make here on a regular basis. So I thank you for that. Let's find some way of making sense out of this and summarizing it, and then we'll look forward to Thursday to continue the discussion.
Well, the part about China that, the transferring of sensitive technology and the foreign access, we'll probably get into that more on Tuesday. But there's one thing on here, the government-to-government intelligence and defense partnerships. And that's an important concept, is that if you think of our government as a hierarchy, and you start taking each one of the departments of our government and you link it horizontally with the same department of another country, and you do that with all of your departments of government, basically what you're doing is you're flattening the hierarchy, you're creating a new organization along the horizontal global level. And this morning it occurred to me that really is the significance of the Olympics. The message in the Olympics is that in a global world, the life of future generations is going to have to be like the Olympics to survive.
So it's just going to be a world of ping pong tables.
Right. Well, because nobody in the government is competing. There's no competition in the government. There's no competition in corporations. So who is left to compete? It's individuals competing, fighting for survival.
Yeah, it's like the gladiators concept back again. Yes, an individual fighting for survival. And the key phrase there, the operative, is the individual. Inside of the global collective, there are no individuals. The whole idea of altruism, living your life for others, the whole idea of humanitarianism, we will take every step and expend every revenue necessary to go and bail somebody out who's just had a tsunami. And likewise, if we're visited by a hurricane, we can expect all of the UN peacekeeping troops to come in, and everybody will come and help out the Americans. And isn't that also kumbaya?
Yeah, you call 911 and we get a bunch of Iraqis to come over and help you out.
Yeah, all right. Let's just bring in all the Palestinians. Let's just bring in a couple of thousand of them. But I think one of the products we're really missing in the Oracle store is show host and guests and listeners barf bags. With an Oracle.
There you go.
Aircraft quality barf bags, because
two dozen.
I'll take a couple of dozen. This kind of stuff just makes me want to, just really upchuck, as the Norwegians say. But, if we can come to understand this, folks, this is really happening. This is not, hyperbole. This is not hypothetical. This horizontal leveling of all of the governments working interconnectedly and interoperably, this is what's happened. This is the church of what's happening now. And the idea of being able to stop this from Washington, D.C., when they're complicit to their eyeballs, and all of the corporations are making big bucks on all of this. They've invested, almost a century building the infrastructure. This isn't something that we're going to etch a sketch away. This is going to take some real serious concentration of energy and thought, because part of what they're doing is logical. If it wasn't, it wouldn't be happening. And so we're in one way, you know, we're like standing in the front of a tsunami with a bucket, and we're going to try and do something to stop the tsunami, you know. The other side of the coin is that they're kind of like riding the tsunami like a bunch of surfers coming into shore. So, you know, there's two sides of this coin, and it's a huge discussion. Is there
right.
is there any good in it?
Well, if you have a slingshot and you hit them in exactly the right place, you can knock them off that surfboard.
That's the little David story. I loved it so much in the Bible. He crosses his Rubicon, and he stops to pick up four small pebbles and puts them in his pouch. He goes out there with his sling up against Goliath. It wasn't Goliath. It wasn't little David throwing the pebble. It was like the nuclear assistance that he got from the hand of God to drive that pebble right into the guy's head, you know. But, you know, are we going to be successful as the Lilliputians going up against Gulliver here? Is it possible, folks? Well, I think the only place that really, really has promise, that really holds promise, is right down at old Gulliver's ankles. We can work on that Achilles heel. We can get in there and saw away there. And if we can do that, then we can push him over. If we can think of this horizontal system properly, it all focuses on the local level. If they cannot obtain public buy-in and get the vocals or the locals to comply with it, then this system falls flat. And when the local people say no, just say no, and block it locally, then, you know, you can have all of the pontification and all of the parading and promenading and all of the Nobel Peace Prizes that you want at the top. But unless the people implement it, it falls flat on its face. So, you know, there is that possibility. And that's going to be my hope. That's where I try and focus my attention. If we can become vocal local and block the globalist agenda right where we are, again, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states, and stop it before it comes into town. Part of what we're fighting here, what part of the fight or the battle is, Vicki, is getting the locals who are already in positions of power to understand what we have talked about today. So
and that's what I'm trying to do with this paper. And my intention with this paper is to produce something that I can send to the Idaho state legislators and to ask them to do something about the knowledge gap. Because, you know, I have some ideas of what we can do, but it takes money, it takes organization, and so I can't do it. But maybe if I do this well enough, they will understand enough that maybe they can do something.
And or the other side of it is finding people who can run for state offices, your state representatives, for instance, or your state senators, with this information already on board in their minds, and they make this their political agenda. They make this, you know, their mission, if you will. So there's that aspect too. There we have people out there like, you know, Senator Kit Bond and Claire McCaskill and I'm just talking about from Missouri, Roy Blunt. They've been in this so long that any hope of change from them is a complete moonbeam. But we could find new people to bring in and work up locally and advance them through a couple of terms in office, where if they came in with the right understanding, we might be able to have some more benefit on this. But the whole thing is just so ugly. I just loathe, despise, and detest this idea of presidential decision directives. And I cannot stand the Secretary of State and all of the administrative agencies that are up there in Washington going around the world like they will be in Copenhagen, entering into treaties, alliances, and agreements, those entangling foreign alliances, without our having the opportunity to interact in any way.
Yeah, well, they're betraying us. They betrayed us when they started down this path, and they've continued on. You know, it's like once they went international, the United States, the American people became irrelevant. They rose above us, and so we have to either take it back or we'll lose it forever.
Yeah, well, we just have 45 seconds. Kurt calling from Kurt is from the 508 you're late. We got about 10 seconds to go, and we're going to be out of time. So, Kurt, call back again tomorrow or on Thursday. We'd love to take your call. I just noticed it now on the call board, and I apologize for that. But, folks, we're just about out of time for today. We're just about out of time in this country. It's time for us to become vocal local. Thank you again, Vicki, for joining us today. Folks, we'll be back with Vicki on Thursday. I'll be back again tomorrow with Daryl Eberhardt for our roundabout with the Vatican. Till then, have a great day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user...
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.